to item number six, which is pheasant hunting marketing update. Donna and Kirk.
Good afternoon. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. Chairman, Secretary Hepler, Commissioners, good afternoon. Donna Ohm here, Strategic Communications Director, stepping in for Emily Keel to give a report on our pheasant marketing efforts. I am also joined today by Kirk Holstein from South Dakota Tourism, so we will both be giving you some updates on these efforts. In your commission book, somewhere around page 142, right at the end of the public comments you received, is our one-page campaign report with our updated numbers for September. So the first block of information you'll see is our key performance indicators. We have driven 5,189 license sales to date through these efforts. You can see that our site traffic has increased. Our email subscribers have increased. If you have visited our website lately, you may have noticed our pop-up box that appears when you come to our homepage. So that's a significant effort that we work to put in place to increase those email subscribers. And that's showing results so far. We've also seen a 14% increase in our social media followers. So this is all good news. I would give you a heads up that next month, November, our team will be providing you with a detailed quarterly report with some more detailed information on these efforts. So that is my update. If anyone has questions for me, I will certainly try to answer them. And if not, I will turn it over to Kirk. Okay, Kirk, I think you're up.
You guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler, thank you again for having me on with you. As John mentioned, we're pretty happy with the results so far. We have a lot of other exciting things coming up yet. One of the things that we identified early on is we really wanted to show more of that diversity of different audiences that we selected. Right now we have, you know, pretty limited assets as far as photos and videos go. So these next two topics that I'm going to just touch on here is going to address that. So October 10 through 12, we have a pheasant hunting video and photo shoot lined up. It's going to be over several days, one of which is going to be at the Halverson Hunts Farm by Kennebec. And we're going to have several models and talent there to gather up some footage for that. We'll be doing an interview with Steve Halverson and his daughter Macy just to talk about them being in the pheasant hunting industry and what it means to bring in all of these out-of-state hunters and the importance to South Dakotans to have pheasant hunting as an industry. We've also locked in Erica Hill Yost, who is also a regional rep for Pheasants Forever. She has agreed to join us for the hunt so we can try to get, you know, more women in the outdoors captured in our footage as well. And then we'll also be hitting some areas in the pier area and bringing in other talent for that as well to capture some youth as well as some more family imagery. And then October 19 through 20, we have another exciting project with our partnership with Hunt Stand, and where they're going to be bringing a film crew out in the northeast part of the state in the Aberdeen area. And really what we're trying to capture there is, you know, how great of pheasant hunting you can find on public land, and then everything else that surrounds the hunting tradition, from going and supporting your main street businesses, spending time at local breweries, getting to know the locals. It's just going to try to capture that whole story with a nice narrative. And then a few of our team, Chris Hull, Travis Runya, Tanaya, are all going to be there as well, so that they can kind of do some mini interviews with them as part of that long-form video. That will then get pushed out to all of the Hunt Stand channels and all of their network, and we'll be able to use that on our own website and emails as well. And then finally, just to wrap up here, so something kind of a value add that came out of all of this, when Governor Noem was at the roundup in Custer State Park, we had hosted a journalist from Fox Outdoor Nation. They linked up and got to talking, and actually from that effort decided to head out to Paul Nelson Farms on that Monday, captured a bunch of great footage. They pushed it out through their networks. And so through Fox and Friends, there was 1.4 million in viewership, which came out to be an added $97,000 in earned media from that effort. So some exciting news there. We're super pumped and about the progress we've made, and there's just a lot more exciting stuff to come. So thank you all.
Thank you, Kirk. Anybody have any questions, comments? Don't have any. Thanks again very much.